Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Welcome along to the latest Melchester Odyssey, Roy of the Rovers, the best of the 1980s, 208 pages of scorching soccer action. And we are about 10% of the way through it, I reckon.
Yeah.
We are at the point where suddenly it's Christmas. We started this Odyssey off at the start of the season. They've played two matches, a cup match and a league match, and now it's Christmas. And they're in the relegation zone.
It's sort of like being on a drug. Like, I'm trying to think of what drug.
Morphine.
I think being Roy Race is like being on ecstasy.
Actually being Roy Race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they've tried to, in this book, they've tried the to recreate. They've tried to recreate what it's like. They've tried to make you live inside the mind
but
of
this,
Roy
this
Race.
Was made, you know, this was
before
produced
ecstasy.
Before ecstasy.
Yeah, no.
Unless David Skew, who was the cartoonist, went across to New York in the early 80s where ecstasy was quite prevalent in the club scene.
The gay clubbing scene.
Yeah. So perhaps he went there and
well, I'm not saying that Roy is supposed to be on ecstasy because God knows he has his low points. But it's sort of like you're taking ecstasy and a night flies by in a series of sort of flashed episodes and exciting moments and everything happens and suddenly time's passed and it's like the next day, but you're still going. And all you can remember is little episodes of kind of adventure and excitement.
Right.
And that's what it's like reading about Roy Race's life. Because one minute he's flying about in a helicopter, then he's having a row with someone, then he's like in bed with Penny, then he's scoring a hat trick, then it's fucking Christmas. And it never slows down. There's just non-stop madness and it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, Roy is trying to replace Jeff Giles, who he sold for £140,000, I believe.
But I remember he valued him much less.
Didn't he?
Or was that the other one?
Yeah, no, that was it. He valued him at 120, I think.
Yeah.
So he got his 20 grand up. And he's now having to replace him, and he's talking about spending £1 million. So perhaps it should have been a good idea to keep Jeff Giles in the first place.
I'm going to spend £1 million, but on a player that I value at £2 million.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make myself a nice £1 million profit to buy a new helicopter.
Taps his nose, don't tell anyone, Ben.
That's what I call Ryanomics.
So, he's been talking about three possible signings: Terry Martin of Port Dean, Johnny Barrett of Oldfield, and Peter Thompson, the Walford sweeper. And he says he's there in his living room with his blue jumper on and he's the collars of his shirt peeping over the top next to the Christmas tree.
It's a nice casual look.
And what looks like a huge, furry, hairy Christmas tree decoration, but it's actually Roy Jr. He says, "It'll cost £1 million to bring any one of them to Melchester, but the way my present squad is playing, I may have to pay up." And then something weird happens. Penny says, "What about that other chap you've been watching, Roy? The one they call ... And he says, "Forget him, Penny, and the rest." So there, they've sown a seed there.
Yeah.
Someone else is
the way she
up.
Calls it, the one they call.
The one they
sounds
call.
Sounds like a bit kind of Lord of the Rings, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so he might be
the
a mythical
one they
creature.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go, "No." He goes, he shuts her down there. "Hey,
yeah,
Penny.
Forget him.
That's not fucking, that's private talk.
Not
for the
in
bedroom.
Front of the kiddies."
He doesn't leave his work. He takes his work home too much.
He's a prick,
because
isn't
this
he?
Is Christmas.
Yeah.
They're decorating the tree. The kids are excited. And he's going on about the minutiae of transfer deals and the club finances. Roy, switch off for one fucking moment and just enjoy living in the bosom of your family.
Yeah.
Because it goes quick, doesn't it, Andy?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, look, your daughter's a teenager now, you were talking about earlier, and it, you know, how's that happened?
Don't know.
I bet it's happening
15 and a half
that
years.
That in itself is like an ecstasy experience.
Pretty much, yeah. Not without so much of the ecstatic feeling. Yeah. But yeah, yeah.
And Roy, at this stage, doesn't fucking understand how precious this time is with the kiddies,
that's exactly
does it?
True. I know he's just said there, forget him, Penny, and the rest. For the time being, anyway, my next problem is a much nicer one. A visit to the children's ward at Melchester General Hospital on Christmas Day.
Well, it's not even a problem as such.
It's
although
a blessing.
I've called it a problem there, which was a bit of a slip-up. But if I'm honest, it is problematic because I've got to get over there on Christmas Day, which will be a pain because I usually have quite a few drinks of flacky.
Hopefully the coppers will not be out. On patrol, and I'll be all right. Or they'll just wave me on. The other problem is I might catch one of the diseases, but they're just kiddie diseases. Chances are I'll be all right. I've got a pretty good immune system, and I reckon I can fight off any kiddie disease.
But, you know, truth is, although, you know, I like to see their faces, and truth be told, I like the attention that they give me.
The adulation. I fucking love it.
You've got to understand, right, these kiddies, they're fucking stuck in that home. They cannot believe it. It's like Jesus Christ has walked through the fucking door, right?
But with a better haircut.
Jesus Christ
and a nice jumper on.
Superman all rolled into one. So I like that side of it. But the other side of it is I can guarantee I will have a cunt of a hangover because I'll have been at the Feathers with Blackie the night before because it's tradition, like. And I just want to get home, open my presents, and fall asleep in front of Morecambe and Wise. Like,
yeah.
So it's a pain in the ass.
I mean, we're going to be in the Feathers till about 12:45. Then we'll go up the midnight mass, disrupt that like we do every year, and then home. I'll kip on the sofa. There's fucking presents all over the sofa.
Paddy, wake up. There's fucking presents all over the fucking sofa.
Wake the kids up, get them to open their presents
I get some kids. Wake up, kids. You can open your presents now. It's
Happy
fine.
Happy Christmas.
Santa's been already. Get them fucking open. Take them back upstairs.
So there he is. I don't think Jesus drove a fucking Lambo, did he? There he is.
You could have fucking done with one out in the desert.
He's there. On Christmas morning, it says millions of television viewers were tuning in as... Oh, it's on TV as well.
Yeah.
It's another Noel Edmonds.
He's fucking made sure the TV cameras are there. He's spoken to the head of press at the club, hasn't he?
It's another Noel Edmonds parallel, isn't it? Edmonds used to do this.
Of course he did.
Dropping presents in on Christmas morning. All right, dickheads, Merry Christmas.
That's right. It's fucking racy. I'm here to make your fucking day. I've got presents for all of you.
And then there's the nurse or sister. Quite attractive.
She is attractive.
And she says, and here he is, boys and girls, the man we've all been waiting for, Roy Race. In the hospital, a bedridden young lad.
One of the, lot of them are out of bed, but one poor bastard stuck in bed.
And he shouts, he's the greatest.
What's the matter with that one? Why is he still in? Why is he in bed?
Don't let me go near that one.
What's the matter with him? Legs fucked, are they? I won't go near him. What is he, a leper? All right, mate. Yeah, don't worry. You get your present. I'll come and see you later.
I'll chuck it over. I'll just chuck the present at you.
I'll come over and chat to you in a minute, mate.
Are you good at catching? So he shouts, he's the greatest. And then somebody at the back shouts, hooray!
Can you all keep it down just a little bit?
I've
just
got a fucking banger going on here.
Because I have got a fucking blinder behind the eyes, like nobody's business. For some fucking reason, Blackie thought it'd be funny to get on a Bailey's last night. I mean, fucking Bailey's. Who drinks that? That's what Penny drinks. But I tell you what, it's fucking lethal. If you drink enough of it.
It's fucking lovely. But it comes with a punch.
It's delicious.
Don't come near. You probably won't come near with the smell of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fit nurse says, our patients have been patient long enough, Roy. I think it's time you played Santa Claus. And Roy's thinking, oh, it's bossing me about this. See, I fucking like this.
Oh,
I'm into this, being told what to do.
I don't know whether it's the hangover or what, but that fucking nurse, I mean, she's a big lass, but fuck me. Be like a fucking adventure playground. No, come on, Roy. It's Christmas Day. You can't get involved in that now.
She could put a collar and lead on me. I'd be happy crawling around the floor. Anyway, never mind. There's kids to entertain. And he says, ready when you are, matron. and she throws a ball at him.
She's produced the football from no. This bit is very strange and demands a little bit. We pause for a minor bit of analysis. Okay. She produces a football.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the patient, they've waited long enough. He goes, ready when you are. So they've obviously choreographed this when, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's been over to the hospital in the week. The TV cameras are there, so maybe there's a producer who's coordinated this whole thing. She produces a football. She throws it to him. Now, it's really weird. She throws it to him. He heads it, and he heads it on in another direction, like he sort of flicked it on.
Yeah.
But with quite a lot of power in a small and quite cramped hospital ward. Mm-hmm. And there is a gigantic suitcase.
Yeah.
A suitcase that looks like it would belong to a giant.
Yeah.
It's a suitcase that is taller than the children themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's appeared from nowhere. He heads the ball against the lock of the suitcase so perfectly and precisely that it flicks the lock open. The suitcase falls open and out come the presents.
They do.
That's a fucking bizarre sequence.
I wonder if Roy engineered this himself and rang up earlier in the week. Look, have you got any man nurses there? man nurses? Yeah, I'm going to need a man. Because thing is, I'm going to need someone to throw the ball at me and then I hit it. And, you know, that'll be a man because girls can't throw.
I suppose you could get one of the doctors to do it.
Yeah.
We're one of the doctors up for that if there's no man nurses. I think Majorman's perfectly proficient at throwing a ball.
Yeah,
whatever, look. Listen, I don't... Look,
Christmas Day, don't fuck it up.
I'm up for fun as much as the next cunt. But stop fucking playing silly buggers, right? Because there's going to be fucking TV cameras there. Every fucker in the country is going to be watching it. I don't want to look a cunt, and nor should you.
So get me a man nurse. But no, the matron's done it, and she's thrown it beautifully.
Yeah.
She's very good with her hands. And yet all the presents fall out. What a header, someone shouts. He's hit the release catch first time. Hey, these kids aren't thick. They know the words release catch.
Release catch!
On a it's the release suitcase. Catch.
I'll tell you, they have a kid go, he's hit the what? The release catch. The what? The release catch.
Posh cut.
On his case. That's, what do you mean, the lock?
On his luggage.
It's a release catch. You fucking posh cunt. Why don't you get out the fucking posh ward at the other end?
Why are you in the fucking private ward?
Yeah.
What are you doing leeching down here?
What are you fucking parent?
Fucking release catch.
Your old man's fallen on hard times, has he?
Yeah.
Hey, Fauntleroy? Yeah, well, you're one of us now. Stop using your fucking punsy words. Call it what it is. A fucking lock on a bag.
Very well. Frank Lampard. And the case falls open and they shout, and here come the presents. And another one shouts, yippee! No sign of Roy Jr. or
no, I wouldn't want him there.
Melinda, is it that Melinda, the daughter?
It's like Mel that. Something.
Something yeah. like that. Might have been Melinda after Melchester.
Hey, Pen, I'm thinking maybe I'll take the lad with me to the hospital. Just show him, see what he thinks of it. He might like it there. And, you know... If there's a spare bed, anything like that.
I might forget to bring him back, who knows?
He might find himself very comfortable and at home there amongst the other, you know, problem children.
I mean, there's going to be lots of free toys. He'll like that. It's not like that every day, but, you know, he doesn't know that, does he?
Oh, Roy, it's Christmas Day. Can for one day you stop scheming to have Roy Jr. committed to some kind of institution? All right. Well, listen, I'll have a nose round anyway.
That's what Jesus would have wanted. So then, steady kids, he says, there'll be something for everyone. Probably. Fuck knows, I don't know.
I don't know.
Just fucking turned up and hit the ball against it.
I don't even
fucking
know
release
what's in
catch.
It. Got the fucking...
What is it? It's balls. There's other presents all wrapped up with string.
It's
probably just cheap shit.
I don't know. Some
Poundland. Woolies.
Most of it's fucking Thailand made. All I'm saying is, right, do not fucking put a naked flame anywhere near some of this shit because it'll fucking blow up like a tinderbox. I've seen it happen before.
That's the last thing we want on Christmas Day.
So he does go over to the kid in the bed. Oh, no, different kid in the bed.
Different one. This one's wearing a fez for some reason. It's little Jimmy Cranky. No, it's Ian Cranky.
Yeah, what's this?
It's Ian Cranky.
What's with the fez? What are you, Moroccan? Turkish, are you? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, he's called Ian as well.
Ron signed a few autographs, so he's signing this child.
Roy.
cast.
You oh, said yeah. Run there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Run of the Rovers. Yeah. That's his brother. Mr. Race. I mean, Roy, do you mind if I ask you a question? If it's about football, Ian. If nothing else.
I have got no opinions on any other fucking subject.
Few ground rules. No fucking politics, right? I've been tripped up on that before.
Showbiz, not interested.
Suffice to say, all I will say on politics, no, it wasn't about politics. Yeah, all right, well, I've started now, so let me finish, right? And I'll say this to the viewers at home as well. All I'll say is, the fucking unions want learning, right? They don't run this country. Mrs. Thatcher does. And I'll leave it there. That's all I'm saying. Right? Take from that what you will.
Last year, right, ITV was off the air for 9 fucking weeks. Is that what you want, Britain? Is that what you want?
Right. Last year, right, according to my accountant, I cleared, after tax, £100,000. Now, remember, it's 1980, right? That's a lot of fucking dough, right? Now, why should I have to give up to 70% of that away as income tax, right? To pay for these fuckers to all sit in this, let's face it, look around you, it's a luxury fucking NHS hospital. And who's paying for it? Me.
Muggins.
Think on.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
So he says, fire away, what would you like to know? And Ian says, I'd like to know how you managed to stay so cheerful when Rovers are in danger of being relegated.
Fucking hell.
And the nurse says, Ian! And Roy's turned puce, but he says, it's all right, matron. pass me a pillow.
It's all right. I've dealt with cheeky cunts like this my whole career.
Melbourne fan, are you, dickhead?
Phew, what a question. But I am not going to dodge it. How brave of you.
Yeah.
I could dodge it, no problem. I've done tons of media training. But no, I'm going to take it head on. He says, perhaps I look cheerful because I am convinced that we can fight our way out of the bottom three. So let me wish all our fans out there, young and old, he's straight down the barrel of the camera at this point.
Yeah, he's addressing the nation.
It's like the Queen's speech, yeah, but it's pretty better. Much. Very merry fucking Christmas. And then it cuts to a family, a random family, not his, at home watching him on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And if Matron doesn't mind, I'm now going to tell you the name of the player who can make it a Happy New Year for us.
Well, I've never seen a manager announce a new signing
by
in a
surprise on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Without anyone else giving a heads up.
It's what they call Roy of the Rover stuff.
And at the end, you just see this dad, a random dad sat up going,
with his crown on his head.
Listen, it sounds as if Roy's going to reveal the name of Jeff Giles' replacement.
Stop going on about Jeff fucking Giles.
It's a Christmas gift to the nation.
And that's the end of that episode.
Roy is so egotistical, isn't he? He's trying to steal Christmas for himself.
Yeah, of course.
He's trying to turn Christmas Day into a day about him and him only.
And then at the bottom it says, you must find out who he is next week. You must find out who... I don't know how they're delivering that. You must find out.
We compel you.
You have to buy this comic again next week. Now, how many would you give that out of 10?
Oh, it's fucking good.
I'm giving it a 10, mate.
I'm giving it a 10.
Because it's Christmas.
It's festive. And don't forget, we in the last episode, we covered the first half of this. And it was also the episode in which Roy Jr. barked like a dog.
God, there you go, 11.
So,
11 out of 10.
Yeah.
So we move on. We move on. And it's the top of the page. It's, it says Roy of the Rovers. And then there's the line, the quote from the forthcoming story. Roy's playing some kind of joke on us. He must be. Well, we'll find out what it was. It starts off, it says, Roy had been heavily criticised for selling Jeff Giles to Melbourne, and his team's loss of form had plunged mighty Melchester into the relegation zone of the First Division. Even so, Roy seemed cheerful enough when he attended a children's party at Melchester General Hospital. A party which was being televised, it
Whoa.
Says. Television party. And we cut back to that... Or is it a different household? I think it's a different household, yeah, because the dad's wearing a different crown. And they've all got crowns and party hats.
They've
on.
All got party I don't know. This,
what's that on top of the telly?
A Christmas cake.
A cake with a big candle
with
in
a
it.
With a candle. It doesn't look safe at all.
No.
Where should I put this cake, Mum? Stick it on top of the telly. It's tradition.
We have got a table.
Shall I stick this candle in it? Yeah.
I'll burn down and set fire to the telly probably, but never mind.
Shall I light the candle? Yes.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Light it.
Like it good. So there we are. Roy's about to reveal who they're going to sign. And he says, and even though we're third from bottom, I've got a chap in mind who could make it a happy new year for us. Dad reaches over, turns up the volume on the TV. Quiet, everyone. Roy's going to reveal the name of the star player that he's bought to replace Jeff Giles. And Roy has got an envelope in his hand. He says, I've already agreed terms with Oldfield and he should be signing on the dotted line in a few days. That's a bit fucking presumptuous.
Yeah.
He's going to sign in a few days. Football doesn't work like that, mate. Someone else could nip in and get him. And he says, as a matter of fact, I've got a picture of him. So he's what? Got this photograph in an envelope, which
different
is about
times.
To reveal. Very different times. He's about to reveal to the nation.
Yeah, I've got a picture of him that I carry around in my wallet.
I was sticking in front of this camera.
Look at this. Right, what's this? Camera one. Right, come in here. Focus on this.
I could just say his name, but now I've got to hold this picture up instead.
There you go. Have a fucking good look at that.
And there he is. It is, drum roll, Nat Gosden.
Boom, boom, boom. And someone goes, whoa, whoa, what?
And we look at Nat Gosden, who appears to be a man in his early 60s, would you say, Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nat Gosden. What? A couple of local reporters who were attending the party could hardly believe their ears. One of them's Paul McCartney and the other one's is Rodney Bewes. And they say, isn't he the player that Oldfield fans have nicknamed Grandad? I mean, you know, they should know that really if they're reporters.
Yeah.
That's right, says Rodney Bewes. Roy's playing some kind of joke on us. He must be. It's a fucking incredible joke if it is.
Listen
Let's
to
think
this
about
joke.
It. He's gone down in hospital full
on
of
Christmas
kids
Day,
on Christmas Day and
he's
lied.
Arranged for a full camera crew to come to and broadcast it on, let's not forget, one of only three terrestrial channels. We don't know which one. My guess is ITV.
And this is obviously the channel that hasn't got Noel Edmonds on.
Yes, so it's
that's
ITV.
BBC one.
It's yes, it's ITV. This feels like an ITV show. It does, doesn't it? And he saw, Blackie, listen to this, right? In the pub the night before on the Baileys. Do you want, right.
You got to dare me to do something, right?
Do you want another Baileys? All right, fine. Pour us another Baileys, right? But this has got to be the last one because I've got something lined up for tomorrow. I'm going to go down to the kiddies hospital, you know. And I've lined up a fucking TV crew to be there on ITV. And I'm going to do it live. First, I'm going to give them all presents, right?
And shit ones.
I'm going to give them these presents and I'm going to fucking head the football against a giant suitcase.
Are you going to do that, right? No, don't worry, I've got a man nurse. It's going to be fine.
Fucking sorted. They've got block nurses now, right? And I'm going to head the ball. It's going to fucking open. All this tat's going to fall out everywhere. The kids
flammable tat.
The kids are going to go nuts. And when they're all fucking distracted, I'm fucking going to go up to the camera and announce that we've signed some old cunt called Nat fucking Gosden.
You fucking lost me, right? You fucking lost me.
I'm not surprised. I fucking lost myself. This has got to be my greatest fucking escapade ever.
This is fucking Beatlesque, this. And he hasn't even fucking started yet. Game for a Laugh comes out later this year. My pals at ITV told me.
It's going to be fucking great, by the way. They got this lad called Henry Kelly from Ireland. Fucking dynamite.
He's the new Wogan, telling you now.
He's a dynamite entertainer, I'm telling you, Black. And Matthew Kelly, he's the wild card. And they got a bit of Fanny on it and all. I can't remember her name. She's fucking gorgeous. I'm going to get her number.
At the ITV party next week. Roy's playing some kind of joke on us. He must be. But a day or two later, it'll be 2 days later, it'll be the 27th, because there's no papers on Boxing Day, is there? There wouldn't have been then. Free transfer for Grandad Gosden. Race pins hopes on 35-year-old veteran. I reckon I've got 3 good years left in me, says former England Dynamo. 3 good years of life, maybe.
Yeah.
But 3 good years of football.
He's decrepit.
He's 62-year-old Nat Gosden.
He looks like he can barely walk in this one. They're making a real fuss of us, aren't they?
Hang on, we've missed the one out. An even bigger crowd of reporters and photographers gathered outside Melchester Stadium a week later, and he's turning up in a van. Here he comes now, shouts someone. In that beaten up old van, it's a fucking, what you call it? Camper van.
It's a combi.
He lives in a camper van.
Yeah.
They've signed a tramp. They've signed an old tramp.
Stray man.
Yeah. Here he comes now. It can't be Gosden, roar the crowd. But it was. And his wife. They're making a real fuss of us, aren't they, Nat? And Nat says, aye, well, it's a big club, lass. Always in the headlines. And he appears to have a couple of kids with him.
Right,
because they're in the next page.
Turns out it's not a couple, mate.
It's four. Is there four of them?
Yeah, I think he's got four, maybe even five.
But they're all
kids.
Really young. So he must have had them when he was about 56.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know how old he's actually supposed to be.
It says in the next thing, 35 apparently.
35 and five kids. What the fuck is he thinking?
Hang on, here we go. In the next frame, some of the Rovers stared in amazement. Are you sure he's only 35? He's got four kids. Five kids. His oldest lad has just signed schoolboy forms to report Dean. So they're just gossiping about the fact that he had lots of sex when he was younger.
God, fucking hell. Well, man, I tell you what, the fucking moment we walked over the fucking... which you walked down the aisle, that were our sex life fucked. I mean, I don't know what his secret is, but I'll be asking the cunt. My missus, fucking hell, you get more warmth from a fucking dead fish. What food do you give? Here's one. Hey, listen to this. What food do you give to a bird to put her off sex? Fucking wedding cake.
Oh, five kids. He looks like he's got five kids, to be fair. He looks demoralised. The Rovers chairman, Sam Barlow, watched amazed as Nat Gosden became a Melchester player. You know, Barlow's looking on. You know, he could have stopped this at any time, but he's just looking on amazed and he's saying, how did I let Roy talk me into this? I know Gosden has played 47 times for England. That's not that much, is it? Mm. For a 35-year-old. And Roy's going, sign right there, Nat.
He's basically signed Fabian Delph.
Yeah.
Someone like that.
Yeah, probably.
Someone of that calibre.
Yeah. But surely he's past it, says Sam Barlow. Think Sam Barlow. As Roy made a statement to the press, and I'm confident that we'll profit from Nat's vast experience. That's why I've named him a sub for our trip to Carford City this coming Saturday. Sub, eh? Whoa. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell. So you've got rid of Jeff Giles and
you've really taken positive action and you've signed a new substitute.
Yeah. And one of the reporters thinks the league leaders, the Rovers, haven't a hope. By the time they ran out the following Saturday, Melchester had been written off by fans and press alike, and the players look fucking gutted. Look at them, livid as they come out of the tunnel. And Gosden trots along towards the bench in the style of an old man.
Roll me back.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to get sat down in a minute. Get me feet in a nice bucket of water or something. One of the fans shouts, where did you find him, Racy? In an old folks home. And another one says, mind you don't trip over your beard, Grandad. Which is weird because he hasn't got a beard. But how about fuck off, you old cunt? That'd be better. And then the veteran player seemed utterly unperturbed. As one of the fans says, here's a cushion, Nat. Don't worry if you get a game. We'll carry you on the pitch. Nat gives as good as he gets. Nat's got the banter. Nat says, no, thanks, lad. I've got a walking stick, but I'll have the cushion.
Hey!
Power player. TTFN, dickhead.
The Melchester fans voiced their despair as the game kicked off. Racy must be off his chump.
Off his chump.
It'll be a massacre. They're a negative bunch of
They're
fuckers,
fucking
these fans,
awful,
aren't
they? An old age pensioner on the bench and young Walter Williams in goal. Why do you fucking come? Don't come.
Yeah, don't you come. Know. It's Boxing Day anyway, the 27th. Yeah. There's plenty. Stay home, watch James Bond, eat some fucking cold turkey.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Carford's undersoil
Finish
heating.
Finish off the fucking quality street, you dickhead.
Carford's undersoil heating had only partially thawed the frozen ground, but the match went on anyway. Slippery on top and hard underneath. It's treacherous, shouts one of the crowd members. That's nice control by Roy Race, though. Roy's on top of things here. He takes down the ball. But as Roy tried to find Mervyn Wallace, Wallace slips and shouts, Awooga!
Awooga. Yeah, foreshadowing of...
Chris Akabusi.
Or is it
John Fashanu.
Sorry,
John
Fashanu, yeah.
What's Akabusi shout then?
People always think it's Akabusi, and that's because it sounds exactly like the sort of thing you'd imagine
Chris
Akabusi would come out with. But I don't think Akabusi actually has
hasn't got a thing. Is it just collective false memory?
His thing is just being fun.
Chris Akabusi, yeah. How would you rate Chris Akabusi's fun out of 10?
10.
10 fun level, yeah. Awooga! Merv Wallace slipped, turned too quickly. He slipped. It's a great chance, Carford. So Carford are running on past Wallace. Fan shouts, you must score now, City. Don't forget, City are top of the league already. And another one shouts, that kid couldn't stop a puff of wind. And that's where that one ends, and we'll end there as well, I think. We'll
it
find out next
ends
time.
Ends on a typically negative note from the Melchester
it
fans.
It does, yeah.
Despondent.
And then it says, next week, amid mast jeering, Nat Gosden makes his debut for Rovers. So, yeah, it's not.
I bet, well, their fortunes better fucking pick up soon.
Don't turn
it's
the page
to get
and
me
look.
Down. Oh, mate, I'm chapters ahead. I'm reading. I'm miles ahead with Len, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't look at it till we read them.
Yeah.
Read them live. So there we are. That's the latest one. How many marks out of 10 are you giving that one?
That particular story gets an. Gets a 7.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it's
it? Wasn't
not better than a 7, is it? You know,
Roy didn't.
The story moved along.
He did. It started strong, both him announcing live on TV that he'd signed.
Yeah.
Nat Gosden, but then after that, it was just one of those ones that was getting you from A to B.
It was riddled with pettiness for me.
It really
from the Melchester players about Gosden's kids and then the fans as usual. Very negative episode. I
think it raises more questions than it does answers, particularly about the background and age of Nat Gosden.
Nat Gosden. Well, we'll find out more next time, hopefully. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.